Let's head to the business news now. Ko taku hoa nāianei ko Nicholas Poynton, who is in our Wellington studio. Nicholas, Commerce Commission wants telcos to come up with an advertising code. What's this all about?
Yeah, the regulator really wants the telecommunications sector to really tidy up its advertising around the withdrawal of copper services, because starting from September, the lines company Chorus will begin withdrawing copper from areas that already have fibre installed. It's important to note that if you don't have fibre in your area, no one's going to be coming along and ripping up and taking away your copper lines there. Because the reason why the Commerce Commission is concerned about this is because this has prompted a whole lot of advertising from the telcos offering new products and expanded services as they try to retain customers and also attract new ones. But the reason why they are particularly concerned is that the people who still tend to have copper services, they say in their words, they tend to be vulnerable, they tend to be the elderly, and they don't necessarily have the highest levels of technological literacy. So they're concerned about some of the confusing and often misleading messaging that comes up in these advertising campaigns, because it could result in people signing up for products and plans and services that they don't necessarily have a need for. So the Commerce Commission, they've gone to the industry. They want some feedback to form some principles, really. And then once those principles are formed, they're going to ask the industry to come up with its own advertising code that will be sort of adhered to industry-wide, that they will stick to. But if they fail to do that, the Commerce Commission does warn that they will step in and come up with its own code for the industry. So we're showing them the carrot, but there is also the threat of the stick.
Let's talk about Air New Zealand next, and its earnings are going to take a bit of a kick in the guts because of the Trans-Tasman bubble, right?
Yeah, the national carrier, they released an update this morning saying that disruption to the Trans-Tasman travel bubble, that's going to cause a sizeable lift to the loss it expects to report this year. So it now expects to report an operating loss of about $530 million, that is before tax, and that's compared with its previous forecast of about $450 million loss. So what that really goes to show is that closure of the bubble, it's cost the airline about $80 million. And it says the closure of the bubble, that's going to put a squeeze on its cash flow, and it also has some looming big expenses coming in the coming months that sort of relates to sort of new airlines coming to the fold, and that's going to mean that it'll have to dip into that government debt facility. Now remember, it hasn't touched that since the beginning of the year. So far it's only borrowed about $350 million, leaving about just over $1 billion left available for it to use. And also worth mentioning that earlier this year the government did make moves to sort of change the conditions or terms around that loan, sort of reducing the cost of servicing that debt. But for the most part, the airline says it's still cash positive because of its strong domestic travel. It says it's also been supported by that government subsidy around the air cargo scheme, and it's also succeeded in deferring tax payments for about $300 million. So with regards to the bubble, you can say that the airline was able to take one significant step forward, but it's now being knocked a step back, and its share price on the back of this news, it's fallen by 0.1% to $1.48 a share. Now that I'm on the markets, I might do a quick whip around the NZX. It's up 97 points to 12,797. We heard in the bulletin before that, you know, the positive news there about labour market statistics, well, that really gave the dollar a shot in the arm. It's up nearly 0.5% to 70.5 US cents, and it's trading at about 95.3 Australian.
Kia ora, e ho. That was Nicholas Poynton with new business news from our Wellington studio there.